أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث جبريل عليه السلام لما سئل فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره إلى آخر الحديث وبعد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the absolutely perfect teachings of the deen of Islam, and that Allah has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the huquq and the rights that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys over us is abundant salawat and durood sharif, and also emulation of the mubarak ways and mannerisms to bring alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in practice in all aspects of our lives, our manner of worship, our character, our dealings, our conduct at home. This is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more a person practices and manifests the sunnah, the more or the sign it is of greater muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who practices the sunnah, it's a sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who loves our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sincerely will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. What a great honor that is. We discussed today an amazing incident in the Mubarak life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this incident is documented in one of the most authentic compilations of hadith, the Muslim Sharif, where Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came in human form to the gathering of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a stranger, and the objective was to teach Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in their deen, to pose certain questions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the replies thereof a great mode of teaching. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says, one day we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when suddenly a person dawned upon us. Not one of us were acquainted with him, none of us knew him, a stranger. But he says, what was astonishing that none of us knew him, so he should be a traveler, but there were no signs of travel on him whatsoever. La yura alayhi atharu safar. His hair was not disheveled, he was not covered in dust. And anyway, he came to the gathering and posed the first question to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that his clothing was completely white and clean, his hair was dark black. And the first question he asks, that inform me, tell me, what is Islam? Islam is the manifestation of the teachings of Islam and summarized in the five pillars of Islam as it is commonly known. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you profess, after believing with conviction, obviously, kalima, none worthy of worship besides Allah, an imperative that you profess that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah ta'ala, the completion of the nubuwwah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fundamentals of Iman. It does not suffice for a person to merely say, in order to attain salvation in the Akhirah, that they believe in one supreme being and that it would be sufficient. After the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no deen is acceptable except that a person formally enters the fold of Islam. That is the only means of success in this world and hereafter. Secondly, that you establish salah with all its rights and regulations, that you fast in the month of Ramadan, that you pay your zakah, and for the person who has the means to do so, then to perform the hajj, the pilgrimage. Hujjaj are returning. When we meet a haji, the dua we say, such a beautiful dua, that every aspect, every angle of life is covered in our deen, where we say, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ. May Allah Ta'ala accept your hajj. وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all your past sins. A haji or hajja return from hajj like a newborn baby, completely cleansed of sins. وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. And may Allah Ta'ala replace what you had spent for this noble cause with much better, and replace it with goodness. So you perform hajj for the person who has the means to do so. Second question Jibreel alayhi salam asked, that inform me about what are the details of iman, the details of faith, of belief with conviction. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes what we commonly know and understand, the imani mufassal, that you believe with doubtless and absolute conviction in Allah, and we know with all his attributes and qualities, he has no partner, he has no wife, spring. Allah Ta'ala is infallible from any kind of errors. Not as the Shia would. One of the fundamental beliefs about Allah is the belief of Bada, where they believe that Allah could have made a decision and then decided that it was wrong or something else was better and altered that decision. Na'udhu billah. So you believe in Allah with all his attributes and qualities. Wa malaikatih. You believe in the existence of the angels, that they are the pure creation of Allah made of nur. They are sinless. They are obedient to Allah Ta'ala at all times with the varying duties and responsibilities. We know the Munkar and Nakir who question in the qabr, the two angels with every person recording our good and bad deeds, those angels who are there for protection. The four greatest angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who brought wahi and revelation. Mikail alayhi salam, in charge of rizq, sustenance and rains. Israfil alayhi salam, who will blow into the trumpet. And Israel alayhi salam, also known in the Quran Sharif as Malakul Maut, the angel of death. We do not worship the angels. Some Arab tribes would worship them as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. We do not harbor enmity, as Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Yahud harboring enmity to some of the angels. Wa kutubih, that you believe in all the books revealed by Allah Ta'ala, but in their original form before man made changes. Belief in all of the messengers sent by Allah Ta'ala. Denial and rejection of any one messenger of Allah Ta'ala takes a person out of the fold of Iman, clearly in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that you believe in the last day, day of Qiyamah, life after death. And specifically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that you believe in Taqdeer. That whatever happened, whether favorable or challenging, prosperous or adversity, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And this is so beautiful and makes it so easy for us. Under favorable circumstances, this is from Allah. It saves me from pride. And I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Under challenging circumstances, I make sabr. This is from my Allah. And through that sabr, He will reward immensely, limitless rewards for sabr in difficult situations. So belief in taqdeer. And we come back to this point to emphasize a very, very important aspect. So belief in these seven fundamentals of Iman are absolutely necessary for that Iman to be correct. So if a person, for example, believes in the Quran Sharif as the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, recites it abundantly and proficiently, but denies or rejects or finds fault with, or makes a mockery or has reservations about anything that is in the Quran Sharif or anything fundamentally from our deen, that means denial and rejection of something from the essentials of Iman. Yes, definitely, myself before anybody, if we have practical weaknesses, we acknowledge. But we do not alter or change or compromise the deen of Allah Ta'ala to suit our whims and fancies. So if a person believes in every aspect of Islam, but says, for example, he has a finds a fault, na'udhu billah, with any fundamental aspect of Islam, whether it is jihad, and may Allah reward abundantly the mujahideen in different parts of the world, Gaza, Sham, Iraq, many other parts of the world, for being involved in that which is the pinnacle and the height of good actions in Islam, or whether a person thinks cutting the hand of a thief, na'udhu billah, is against human rights, and similarly, the laws of inheritance thinks it to be unfair, na'udhu billah, not applicable, that person's Iman is not only in danger, essentially that person is denying and rejecting what is undoubtedly from our deen. Thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salam poses further questions, what is ihsan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you worship Allah as if you see Him, and if that is not possible, at least know at all times watching you. This is one of the highest levels in the path of tasawwuf, suluk and tazkiyah. To make such an effort by being in the company of the salihin, of the pious, that our Iman comes to that level that at all times we know that may Allah is watching me. He then asks the question, tell me about Qiyamah, in other words, when will it take place? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in human form, that the one asking the question yourself and the one being asked myself are exactly the same in this regard. Only Allah Ta'ala knows exactly when Qiyamah will take place. He says, alright, at least tell me about the signs of Qiyamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions some of the signs that a woman will give birth to that who will become her master. In other words, disobedience, blatant disobedience of parents by children will become the order of the day. And that you will see people who previously were unclothed, did not even wear shoes, were shepherds, suddenly an abundance of wealth will flow. They will not be able to digest it. They will squander it in building high rises, in competing with each other as who can build higher buildings. And we know we see at present the Ummah in severe hunger, children dying of starvation, thirst and hunger in Gaza. And on the other hand, the squandering that is taking place, the pandering up to the enemies of Islam, those who openly support a genocide are being portrayed as heroes in the name of nationalism, let us be very, very watchful and guard our iman. So one point in here, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, one of those in the chain of this narration, mentions this at a time. And why did he mention this hadith? When two people came to him of the tabi'in, great ulama, Yahya bin Mi'amur, Humayd bin Abdurrahman, from the city of Basra, they said, we faced a huge dilemma. A person by the name of Ma'bad al-Juhani in the city of Basra, and with him a group of his followers, for the very, very first time started denying and rejecting taqdeer. That there is no such a thing as taqdeer, things just happen of their own accord. He says, but what perplexed us, we know this is clear-cut deviation, but what perplexed us is, they would read Quran abundantly and proficiently, and that they would pursue knowledge abundantly. So it seemed like a contradiction. So we said, and this should be our recourse, let us revert to our elders and seniors of deen. And they had the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They traveled all the way to the Haramain Sharifain. And they say, Allah decreed that we meet the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, and we put forward this dilemma that we are facing. That on the one hand, denial of something essentially from deen, we learn from here that though it may seem on the other hand, there may be eloquence, there may be huge number of followers, there may be outstanding apparent character, but when it contradicts the fundamentals of deen, then that is deviation. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, after hearing our dilemma, says so beautifully, he says, before anything else, convey to them that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma has nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. I distance myself from these deviant beliefs that they have. It has nothing to do with Islam. And he says, secondly, inform them that unless they return to the essential belief of taqdeer and similarly all the other fundamentals of deen, so a person may apparently have some accolades, but hatred of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, denial of the Quran Sharif being complete and perfect, and other deviant beliefs, as in the case with Shia and many other deviant sects. He says, as long as they do not return to taqdeer and belief in it, as conveyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even if any one of them possesses a huge mountain load, such as Mount Uhud in gold, and spend it, not a single cent, not a minimal amount will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, because the basis is the problem, the aqaid, the beliefs are the problem. So the fundamentals of belief, we guard, we beg Allah Ta'ala for protection. May Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, safeguard and protect our iman, inshallah. Just a very quick report back, alhamdulillah, a couple of weeks ago, the blanket collection had taken place. Alhamdulillah, as usual, a very, very generous donation had taken place, various distributions, 802 schools in Soweto, where mashallah there was huge appreciation in the most underprivileged 8 schools gathered at those 2 schools, and thereafter distributions in Westbury and surrounding areas. Our niyyah at all times should be for the pleasure and to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to help however we can, the destitute, the hungry, those who are suffering in the cold. This is the means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And simultaneously our near and intention in all of that, in our individual capacity as families, to show the beautiful face of Islam with this niyat and sincere and fervent dua as well for hidayat and guidance. Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Reminder once again, the opportunity to spend again in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, the collection for the masjid madrasa inshallah. Let us open up our hearts, donate as generously. Every cent that we are spending, it is a huge eternal investment for the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه وأهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام في حديث المشهور بحديث جبريل عليه السلام سأل جبريل عليه السلام أسئلة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن هذه الأسئلة قال فأخبرني عن الإسلام فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا فقال فأخبرني عن الإيمان فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال الله عز وجل مبينا أهمية العقائد ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين في السودان وفي تركستان وفي الهند والكشمير وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل straighten the safs filling the gaps in the safs in front of us amongst the steps beloved to Allah Ta'ala those steps taken to fill in the gaps in the saf. So once we're in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, that our shoulders link to each other strongly, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. It's one of the great means of unity in the ummah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that do not stand differently apart from each other, it would create disunity.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوي اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما أعطيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma huwa ahluh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.